Run the Risk by Scott Frost. Read by Shelley Fraser. Copyright 2005 by Scott Frost. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with G.P. Putnam & Sons, a division of Penguin Group USA, and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The auditorium had the strong perfume scent of too many roses, like the hospital room of an accident victim. That sweet, not entirely healthy air. It smells so good, you just know something terrible has happened. It's funny how the imaginary life you conjure up for your child is invariably nothing like the real thing. It's actually not that different from being a cop, except that the longer I'm a cop, the less surprised I am by the things I see. And the longer I'm a mother, well, I don't really need to finish that, do I? I was watching my daughter compete in a beauty pageant, the Rose Parade Queen, no less. How can you prepare for a moment like that? How the hell did this happen? I should be happy my daughter's on that stage, right? She's beautiful, smart. It's just that I always imagine beauty queens as girls from Texas with a missionary glow in their eyes, as if they were selling a peculiar brand of faith. And I always imagined they were someone else's daughters. Maybe it's because I'm a cop that I don't buy any of it. Look at the girls on that stage, from left to right. Kimberly, Rebecca, Kelly, Grace, Caitlin. They're all hiding something, no escaping it. Doesn't take a cop's eyes to see it. Kelly had her nose done, Grace her teeth, Caitlin lips. God only knows what Kimberly had done. And Rebecca, I think, has done it all. What isn't perfect can be hidden. Beauty queens cling to that like some ultimate, unshakable truth.